This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from... Wow, that's bad. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know where he is today, but we're joined again by writer, activist, instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow.
People call it Berkeley Midwest.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I have a good friend here, and there are good people in Madison. It's just that they're overwhelmed by the extremely liberal political system here. It's a university town, and the university students vote.
Yeah.
That's changed from about 1970, I think.
Why would university, are most of them residents?
Well, that's it. You see, before 1970, state requirements to be a resident was that you had to live there for a year or more.
Okay.
And they said students, because they're temporary, they're not going to be, they have no intention of staying around permanently, we aren't going to consider them residents. But if someone took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, students have to be considered permanent residents if they want to register to vote. And since, ever since, the students, which there's about, I think, 50,000 of them in this town of about 150,000, vote, the town has been overwhelmingly leftist liberal.
Yeah, they just had a little incident there, didn't they, where they had a shooting at, in a gun-free zone, and the mayor there was like, you know, they won't let us have our own gun laws here.
Yeah, there's good reason for that.
Yeah.
And the I'll have to give an anecdote to that, because Wisconsin Carry sued Madison for banning guns on buses. And they made it a very, very specific lawsuit that just said that that particular law was not compliant with the state preemption statute.
Right.
And then when they're arguing the lawsuit against, in front of the Supreme Court, a couple of Supreme Court justices asked them, well, this is also unconstitutional under the state constitution, right? And they just refused to take the hint and said, no, we're not arguing constitutionality. No, we're definitely not arguing constitutionality. It's not our argument. And you could just see the justices, the more conservative constitutional justices, say, well, give us something to work with here, you know, in their body language. And
right.
They just, you know, they said, no, this is our, we never brought that up. That isn't our argument. And so they just, but they did strike down the law saying that you couldn't carry on buses in Madison. So it's now we have a very far left governor here in Madison, Evers, I think his name is, and he wants to institute more gun control, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere because the legislature is still has majority Republicans in it.
Right. Well, let's see. What would you like to? Where would you like to go, sir?
Well, let's talk about that case which finally got resolved from Chicago. where we had someone, Billy Cowart, I'm presuming that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is a concealed carry permit holder and a UAW worker at the Ford assembly plant in Chicago. And he was involved in a self-defense shooting. He was at the Union Hall parking lot, and a union leader, he'd just been elected to the union, he's like 40 years old. You can see it on the video. They have a surveillance video. He goes up to Cowart, and a sucker punches him. And Cowart is staggered. He staggers back 3-4 feet, and then Bacon and another union leader continue moving toward him. And he pulls out his pistol and he fires down, but he hits one of them, Bacon, in the leg. Both of them are hit in the leg, actually. One shot. And then he holsters and leaves. And it was portrayed in the media that it was this crazed gunman who got into an argument and started shooting people. But the video shows that wasn't it at all. He was attacked. He was not the aggressor. He was the defender. And anyway, but this happened in June of 2016, 3 years ago. Well, he tries to tell Ford and the UAW that this was self-defense. You know, he wasn't just trying to shoot people. It was self-defense. And the video backs him up.
Sure.
But Ford and the union weren't hearing it. They just said, no, you're out of here. And the union says, you've got no reason to be a union member anymore. Well, he just shot two union leaders who attacked him. Well, one of them attacked him anyway. And so the union wasn't backing him up, and Ford wasn't backing him up. And then it took him 2 years to get a judge to see the case, because the first judge was disqualified for reasons that had nothing to do with his case. It just happened that way. And but he continued. He always pled not guilty. You know, he wouldn't give in and do a plea agreement or anything. And then finally goes to court, and the judge looks at the video and says, you're not guilty. He dismissed all charges just from seeing the video.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, why did it take so long? Well, he has not by now, by that time, he'd been out of work for about 2.5 years. And he'd spent most of his savings on defense and on supporting himself. And he goes back to Ford, and the union says, hey, how about reinstating me? This was all wrong. You know, I was in the right. I didn't do anything wrong. And he went into eventually went into arbitration. The company and the union still opposed him. And just about a week ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, the arbitrator said, well, you're right. And they gave him 1 year back pay and reinstated him in his job with full seniority. But I'm wondering, you know, you're in a UAW plant in a UAW town at a Ford plant. Ford fired you. The union said, we don't want you here. And now he's reinstated in his job. How pleasant will that be? And I hope he's able to stay in long enough. He had 19 years in.
He needs to pack the bags and come down to my neck of the woods. We've got BMW right here. Not even unionized, but they would hire him in a minute. But that's beside the point.
Well, hopefully he will be able to get some retirement out of Ford before, you know, and get out of there. That's what I would be looking at if I were him.
We got about a minute left.
But it shows you that even though somebody was right and they had video evidence, it still took 3 years to clear it up.
Coming up
on
the
long time to be going through this type of situation.
Coming up on the first break of this, to find the kind of stuff that Dean is talking about right now, all you have to do is go to AmmoLand.com. Go down to all contributors. Then you're going to be looking for Dean Weingarten, Weingarten. He's about midway down on the right-hand side. And then when you click that, that's going to be like opening the Stargate. All of this stuff that we talk about on this constant basis is going to be revealed and available to you to go through the archive. And we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, who's now in Madison, Wisconsin. What kind of vehicle do you drive around in, Dean, or do you fly everywhere you go?
I've got a Mitsubishi Outlander. It's a four-wheel drive SUV kind of vehicle. And, you know, I was looking for a particular number of seats in a vehicle so that I could haul grandkids around if I needed to. And it ended up that this Mitsubishi was about the only thing I could find that fit all the criteria I was looking for. So that's how I ended up with it. And I like the vehicle. I mean, it's a good vehicle. But when I was over in Australia a couple of weeks ago, I was driving a Volkswagen Touareg.
Right.
It's a high-end car, and that was a fun car to drive, I will tell you.
And it was an SUV, too, wasn't it?
Acceleration.
Yeah.
Say again?
It was an SUV as well. You're probably looking at that side.
Oh, yes, it is. It is, but it's and it's four-wheel drive, but it's got a powerful V6 turbocharged diesel engine. Lots of acceleration. They make a V10 version that's even more powerful, but the V6 was plenty for me, and it's kind of a luxury car. It was a 2007, 12 years old, but it drove great, and I truly enjoyed it. But, you know, it's a pricey car. I think they run about $80,000 in the U.S.
Need to find a used one.
Well, that one was used. It wasn't like they gave me a brand new car to drive.
There you go.
But, it was a fun car. And but I really didn't miss, I can't say that I missed a huge amount having a firearm with me. I would have liked to have one. There were a few places where I really would have been more comfortable with one.
Right.
But what I missed the most was not having a pocket knife on me. I mean, I've carried a pocket knife since I was about 12, I think. And, you know, there were several times a day there in Australia I wanted to do something that required a point or an edge, and I'd reach for a pocket knife that wasn't there, and I'd been told, well, you could carry a pocket knife. You know, you're an upstanding guy, and as long as you can explain to the police that you have a good reason to have the pocket knife on you at that time, like you're going to peel a fruit or you need a rescue tool in case you need to cut a seatbelt or something. But it all depends on the police officer agreeing with you at that moment, and it was a risk I was unwilling to take in Australia. So,
see,
so I generally left the pocket knife in my pack.
So I guess if I was carrying my Scallywag tactical folder, I would need to have a bag of apples in the back.
Yeah, that would help. And it probably better not have any serrated edge on it.
No serrated edge.
If you have a bag of apples, you'd probably be good. And I had, you know, I had a block of cheese that I bought there, and I used a knife to slice that. So I suppose
have to camouflage your intention.
Yeah, so... anyway, you have to play the game, but I just, being a foreigner in another country, I didn't want to run afoul of the police. And I was only stopped by police one time in the 3 months that I was there. And, that was just because the car that I drove, because it was, a loan to me by a farm family I know.
Right.
The owner had a handicap sticker on it. And I was in a small village in kind of in the outback, and a police officer saw me and he thought, what is that? I don't know that car. You know, and it's kind of handy. That's weird around here. So he stopped me to see what was going on. And I pulled over immediately and I wondered, oh boy, what's going on? And it came up and said, what are you doing here? What's this? And I said, well, I'm a foreign visitor. I'm from America, and you could see the disappointment in his face. My gosh, I thought I got a car thief or something, you know. And he said, what state are you from? And I said, Arizona. Let me see your driver's license. I showed it to him. He said, go on. He wasn't hostile, but he wasn't happy that he didn't get a chance to interfere with real crime, you know.
See, this it would it would not do for me to be over there, because I'd be looking at him going, "Are you in the main force patrol? Are you Max's friend from Mad Max?"
They don't have the same standards we do for probable cause and things like that.
Right.
It's a different system, and they don't have a written Bill of Rights. So, I mean, I enjoyed being in Australia, but I wish they had a Bill of Rights.
Yeah, I can understand.
Well, talk a little bit about that in Alabama.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left, so
I'll just start it out.
To the point. Well, I mean, I was going to say this to the point of. You know, I've been having this thing. I prefer to carry a duty gun, a real duty gun. You know, a double stack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Serious. Let's go to war kind of thing. Except when in South Carolina, for example, we only have concealed carry. We have no provision for open carry at all. So
yeah,
concealing
it's only five states are that way.
Yeah, and there's only two of them that are shall issue, and it's us in Florida. But
right.
So, you know, the race to the smaller gun begins simply because carrying the big gun inside your waistband and everything gets sort of, you know, it's sort of tedious. And on those times, like in SHOT Show, where I don't care to go through what I have to go through to check a gun to fly, I just, you know. During that week while I'm there, I'm much more comfortable. Carrying a gun is not the most comfortable thing out there, is it?
It's true, but it grows on you and you get used to it.
Yeah.
And there is this whole different mindset between people who are consciously armed and people who are consciously unarmed.
Right.
And once you've made the choice to consciously be armed, it feels very strange when you're not armed.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, and, you know, I don't know if he's ever written an article about that one. We were just musing out loud. But the repository of wealth and the wealth of knowledge that he has is nearly 3,000 articles. It's at ammoland.com. Like I said, you go to all contributors and look for Dean Weingarten. His name will be in the middle on the right-hand side halfway down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Following reports that illegal aliens, many of them children, are being held in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions in detention facilities, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called for Customs and Border Protection leadership to be investigated. Robert Perez, Deputy CBP Commissioner, defends his agency's actions.
What we're doing at our facilities, despite the oversaturation, despite the alarm bells that we ourselves have been ringing for the better part of 18 months, we are making sure that everybody's provided fresh water, everybody's provided food.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the cost of our great salute to America tomorrow will be very little compared to what it is worth. That was President Trump's response on Twitter today regarding his salute to America 4th of July event. Reports out there say $2.5 million has been diverted from the National Park Service to pay for the celebration on the National Mall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. You were getting ready to start something. I had to slow your roll, so now you're completely unbridled. Go for it.
Okay, on 17 June, and we might have talked a little bit about this, there was a situation in Limestone County, Alabama, where a grandmother used a Ruger 10/22 to apprehend a suspect for police. And we know it's a 10/22 because the news reports had pictures of the rifle. But in the news reports, they just said, grandmother uses gun or grandmother uses rifle. And they never mentioned that it was a semi-automatic rifle or that it would be considered a assault weapon in a lot of the legislation that's being proposed today. But this 75-year-old grandmother used her 10/22. It appears to be a special order one or a limited edition one. I think it's called a cinnamon mint edition with a cinnamon-colored stock, adjustable stock, and that kind of thing. So it's a little upgrade to your ordinary 10/22. And I just thought it was fascinating that she used a very common semi-automatic 22 rifle to stop crime, and it worked perfectly well. Now, she fired a shot to convince the perpetrator that she meant business, and that was enough to do it. Now, I'm not a proponent of warning shots, But if they're going to make sense any place out in the country, in a rural area, where they're, when the bullet comes down, it's not as likely to hurt anybody, is a better place to use them than other places. And I have to admit, I'm kind of a proponent. Well, I wouldn't say a 10-22 or any 22 semi-automatic rifle is the best gun for home defense. But it's a lot better than no gun, and it's really easy to use, and it has almost no recoil, and they're very accurate, and three shots with a 22 is equivalent to one shot with a 9mm. So a lot of people have been killed with 22s, and I don't know anybody who would like to get hit with a 22. So for 99% of the time, they're probably going to be very effective.
Yeah, I'm not sitting around going, well, what's that, a 22? Go ahead, let me see what you got.
Yeah, right. Some people have this really strange belief that a 22 is somehow not an effective cartridge. It's funny because a guy got in trouble. I think it was in Montana, and some grizzly bears were raiding his chicken coop. And he says he shot at them with a 22. Just to, you know, frighten them and scare them off. And they weren't fully adult bears. They were last year's cubs or something like that. And he shot at them with 22, these three bears, and the next morning they found three dead bears. So 22s are not something to underestimate in terms of their lethality. So I think, especially if you don't have a lot of skill, and you're very sensitive to recoil, and you don't have a lot of upper body strength, you know, there are a lot worse things you could use than a 22 rifle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also makes the case for having a magazine with a lot of capacity to it.
Sure.
You know, pop, 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 pop. You fired five shots. You'd like to have more than one or two left.
Well, that's the thing about that, though, isn't it? The whole notion that...
That you only need one shot and that every shot is going to stop a bad guy. I mean, it's ludicrous. But the people who put this stuff out are just rationalizing. They're not engaging in logic or rational thought.
Right.
They just want to come up with an argument to justify their emotional position. They've already made the emotional choice, I don't like guns, I'm afraid of guns, I don't want anybody to have a gun. So when somebody says, well, let's outlaw magazines with a capacity of more than 10 rounds, they say, yeah, let's do that. I don't have a gun. I'm not going to ever own a gun. It doesn't harm me in the least. And maybe it might make me a tiny little bit safer. At least I feel better. So it's no cost to them, so they're for it. You know, it's an emotional response. It doesn't really have anything to do with logic or rationality. The arguments they put forward are simply rationalizations,
right,
not rational arguments.
I hear a lot of people that talk about the Ruger 10/22, which is I don't own one. I probably should get one.
Some of your nice little rifle.
Yeah, but what I hear about them is that they're so good that they.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good 22 semi-autos out there, but the Ruger has been very popular.
Right.
Another one is the Marlin. Model 60 in its variants. It uses a tubular magazine. Otherwise, it's fairly similar. And there are a lot of fans of the Marlin Model 60. And between the Marlin Model 60 and its variations, you know, there are a number of variations, and the 10/22, there are millions and millions of those rifles out on the market. And we have variations of the Ruger now. You know, I think Thompson has a variation of the Ruger 10/22, and there have been others that once the patents on it ran out, kind of like the AR-15. you have different companies making them than somewhat improved versions they might think.
Right.
So you've got a lot of variations out there, and they're wonderful rifles. That was one thing when I talked to shooters and hunters in Australia. They really missed having the ability to have semi-automatic 22s for small game hunting. And they said it just made no sense to outlaw them. But as I said, it was an emotional response. It wasn't a logical response.
Yeah. Do you think 22 would be simply because I don't have one and I don't know that much about them. Is that a good run out the door gun?
Yes, it's a wonderful. I think so. Mainly because you can carry so much ammunition.
Yeah, that's right.
You 10 pounds of ammunition and you got something like 1,000 rounds. It's got a lot, just carry a lot of ammunition. And most of, the chances, how often are you going to get in a firefight? You don't know. I like the 223, the AR-15 type. Heck, just about anything. But really, I don't think if there came a really horrific societal breakdown, and it would take something like a nuclear war or something that shut down the power grid for months to do it, but it's not impossible. It could happen. You're not going to find that there's a lack of firearms. We have 400 million firearms in the United States.
Yeah. Let me get you hold on right there. We're coming to the last break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten before we head into the July the 4th weekend. Which, by the way, Dean, I won't be here on Friday, so you recreate.
Great. That's good because I've got a 50th high school class reunion on that day.
There you go.
So that'll be interesting to see what's going on with that.
Don't be getting in no trouble in there.
Yeah. I just have to mention that before I graduated, before I was 18 years old, in 1968, they passed the Gun Control Act. But before that, I was able to go at 16 years of age to cross state lines and buy a semi-automatic pistol, it was a Colt Woodsman, I still have it, for cash in another state without any paperwork.
Wow.
So we had a bit more freedom with firearms back then than we do now. Heck, you could buy pistols. You could buy anti-tank guns and ammunition through the mail. People bought anti-aircraft guns, surplus out of World War II,
right,
to be shipped by rail to where they lived, and ammunition, too. Of course, they're more a curiosity. There's not much you could do with them, but people could have them, and nobody thought anything of it. Well,
right.
And then in 1968, under Lyndon Johnson, they passed a law to do away with those freedoms. I would say, have you been discussing, or I'd ask, have you been discussing what's going on inside the NRA lately?
Yes, but there's that is simply the gift that keeps on giving. So we can do that some more. What is your thoughts on all of this? What are they?
Well, I hate to say it, but we've had these allegations of mismanagement and sort of insider deals and that sort of thing, a lack of transparency inside the NRA for at least 30 years. And I think, you know, things are finally coming to a head where they're going to have to be dealt with. And unfortunately, it looks like Wayne LaPierre is unwilling or unable to provide the transparency and actually do these things. Now, something I heard, I can't, it was a very credible source, I will say, and I have been told that it's been published. Maybe you've heard this too.
The white paper?
Just before, say again?
Are you talking about the white paper?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What I heard was that there was the board, the NRA board, had an attorney specifically for the NRA board.
Right.
And like 2 days before the annual meeting, Wayne LaPierre fired the attorney for the NRA board. And say, if it said, told the board members, if you want an attorney when you're present at this meeting, bring your own. Now, I have not been able to verify that, but it was a very credible source, and I've been told that it's out there, that it's provable, but I haven't been able to find it yet. Have you heard anything like that?
I have not. That's the first time I've heard that one. But I find that interesting because, you know, most of the board is open to lawsuit, I think. I think most of them are looking at this.
They have liability. I mean, they are directors of this nonprofit corporation. And so they have a certain fiduciary liability that they are required to use due diligence on the affairs of the corporation. And if there was an attorney specifically for the board, and I have to say, I only heard this from a credible source, and they said that there was documentary evidence to this effect, and that Wayne LaPierre fired that attorney just before the meeting, it sounds almost like extortion. You know, it's a pressure tactic, it appears to me. And I hate to see that at the NRA, but more and more I'm beginning to believe that Wayne will have to step down. You know, we just have to have more transparency and clean up what's going on at the NRA.
Well, one thing that I noticed, and I talked about this earlier this evening, in February, Oliver North, Richard Childress, and Carolyn Meadows were questioning the expenditures with this attorney Brewer.
Yes. Right?
And the
and
only
I
one
that he has connections to ACMAC.
Yeah. But all three of them were involved in this, but only Oliver North is being accused of being unloyal or disloyal to the NRA. Carolyn Meadows is president of the NRA.
Yeah, she's been upgraded to the presidency position.
Sure. So, I mean, I'm looking at that, and I'm just, hey, what exactly, you know, why are we, it's like he's picking and choosing who's got to go.
Exactly.
That's going to be a problem for him.
Another thing I heard, and this is, again, I've heard it, but I can't prove it. But it sounds plausible. Because the scuttlebutt I'm hearing among NRA members is, this has got to be cleaned up. I'm not going to send any more money until this gets cleaned up.
Yeah, a lot of big donors are going away. A lot of big donors are going
and,
away.
Well, probably small donors, too.
Yeah.
And NRA is in a somewhat precarious position because of the lack of donations and their spending. So at some point, the board is going to have to take action. If they don't have enough money to meet their obligations, the board is going to have to do something. And whether they like to or not, it's going to be forced on them, it looks to me.
Well, you know, but the thing, here's the thing. They put out a letter. Carolyn Meadows, did you see the president's past and present letter that got sent out where Marion Hammer was in on it and all the other, you know, it was Old Timers Day and all this other stuff. And they put out a letter stating that everything's okay. We're on budget. You know, yes, we're having some issues and everything, but everything's good to go. Everything is going the way it should be. We're not going anywhere. And then I saw that letter, and the very next day I got an email from supposedly Wayne LaPierre with a depiction on there of it showed like a door that said NRA and a big padlock on it, stating that we were just days away from NRA being shut down and padlocked and everybody kicked out. This was in right. This was in 24 hours of each other.
They're not compatible.
No, they're not.
And what I'm hearing is that is donations are way down and people are not sending money. And it's not hard to understand. I understand it very well. I think the strength of the NRA is in the membership. It's not in the leadership.
No.
The leadership exists to serve the members, or it should. And we have to somehow get back to where the members are the driving force in the organization and not the executive vice president.
Yeah.
And the only way I can see, and I've followed NRA affairs not as an insider, but fairly closely over the last 30 years, and the only way I can see to do it is for the board to take their power and use it.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to. And there's too many of them that don't think they can do that, but or don't want to. But we're running out of time.
Well, I'm sure there are many that don't want to, and a lot of the smart ones have left.
Yeah. Running out of time. You have a very happy 4th, and we will circle back and talk to you next Wednesday. So
happy
thank you for joining us this
day.
Evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And everybody else, happy 4th of July to you. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.